Votes are still being counted in Bolivia, where people went to the polls on Sunday to decide whether to amend the Constitution to allow the president to run for a fourth term. With more than 80% of the votes counted, it appears the answer is no, which would be a blow to President Evo Morales, who's been in power for a decade. His current term ends in 2020. Martin Sivak wrote the book Evo Morales, The Extraordinary Rise of the First Indigenous President of Bolivia. He's with us via Skype from Buenos Aires. Martin, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
And are you surprised by the apparent outcome of this vote?
Well, the polls were showing that after 10 years in power, there's a kind of fatigue, and it looks like a part of the society is asking for a kind of alternation, meaning that, you know, this is a very popular president, but the personalization of the process in himself, it's becoming also a weakness.
So this is just about fatigue. He's been there for a long time, or has he done something wrong, or are people not feeling that they're benefiting from his presidency anymore?
Well, in general terms, you know, with Morales in power, Bolivia had probably the best moment of its history in economic and social terms. You know, poverty, inequality was reduced. There was a boom of the economy. And also, it was a stable political landscape. But at the same time, as Bolivia doesn't have a long tradition of this stability, the opponents to Evo Morales, they have been able to unify, although there are significant differences, against him.
And what are they proposing instead? How would they like things in Bolivia to change?
That's one of the weaknesses of the opposition. They don't have a national leader, and they don't have a post-Morales agenda, because this, you know, huge and remarkable change that Morales has been able to implement in his country, nationalization of hydrocarbons, a new constitution, the inclusion of minorities, etc., is not under debate. The opponents are not saying we need to change everything. What they want is to install this idea that Morales shouldn't be the president, but there's not a post-Morales agenda.
Now, Evo Morales was obviously very important in Bolivia, but also across the region. He was kind of the leader of this new left in Latin America from the late 90s into the 2000s in Venezuela and Brazil and Argentina and Ecuador, a move to the left. Does this referendum, if it ends up the way that it looks like it will, signal another sea change in Latin America? Are people rejecting that move to the left?
I would say that what we call the turn to the left is facing a huge crisis. You know, the Venezuelan crisis, the loss of Kirchner in Argentina, the economic and political crisis in Brazil shows an exhaustion of that turn to the left. Until this referendum, Morales looks like the big survivor of that turn to the left. However, I think that he's unable to stop this regional change. We're going to see the terms of the change because, you know, in Venezuela, the economic situation is extremely bad. On the contrary, the economic situation in Bolivia is very good. In case of Brazil, we have a huge corruption case. In the case of Bolivia, there are like new corruption cases, but they are still very little compared to Brazil. So, in other words, the transition in Bolivia looks much less drastic or dramatic than the one that we experience in Venezuela and at some point in Argentina.
So what do you think this means, though, if as you say, there's been a rejection or there is a rejection coming of the left in South America? What does that mean?
I would say that, you know, after certain years in power, these leaders tend to personalize their process in themselves, and that provoke a reaction. Secondly, I would say that the economy, you know, in the case of Venezuela and in the case of Argentina, I would say that that counts a lot. You know, there's a kind of romanticization of the idea that Morales is very popular because he's indigenous. I would say that it's key to understand his popularity in the light of this big transformation and the huge improvement in the economy. So I would say that this is kind of a rational, you know, answer, meaning, you know, we support this process, but we probably don't want Morales to be president forever.
That's Martin Sivek, who's the author of the book Evo Morales, The Extraordinary Rise of the First Indigenous President of Bolivia. Martin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.